Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 2015 fourth quarter trading update conference call. Today we have our Chairman, Mr. Jay Hembolt, our CFO, Mr. Daniele Cotriaro, on the call. The call will start with a short presentation followed by a Q&A session, which will be conducted in English.
各位早晨，欢迎来到铁钢验货2015年的第四季度业绩报告电话会议。会议将会以英语进行，首先会讲解季度的业绩，然后就会有一个问答的环节。各位可以用英文、广东话或者普通话发问。
Over to you, Jay.
Thank you, Shirley, and good morning to everyone. Thank you for dialing in on this rather cold, wet, and miserable morning in Hong Kong. I'd like to briefly take you through the presentation that is available on the IRC website, and then, as Shirley implied, answer some questions that you may have. If I could take you to the introduction. As I think most of you know, IRC benefits from large resource background, high-grade reserves. We are now well into celebrating 5 years of production, and we benefit from an established infrastructure base. Our assets are very well located, as shown on slide 5, along the Trans-Siberian and BAM Railway on the Sino-Russian border. It is this advantage of the combination of geology and geography that gives IRC this unique perspective. We are very fortunate, as shown on slide 6, to benefit from an excellent track record of building and operating our mining projects. That allows us, as shown on slide 7, to quadruple our production capacity in 2016. We are located on China's doorstep, and we have very good partnerships within China on all levels. At our equity level, we are fortunate to have General Nice as one of our major shareholders. We operate closely with our finance partners at ICBC and Sinosure, and we enjoy a relationship with CNEC as our main construction partners at KNS. That helps us when we talk about our position on the cost and freight industry cost curve. Slide 9 is an important one to focus on. When we looked at the ruble at a US dollar rate of 60, presented our KNS cost of $28 with the impact of the bridge. Now the ruble as is closer to 80. This puts KNS, I believe, as one of the lowest cost iron ore mines in the world. I'm not sure the market is fully appreciating that fact. If I could take you to slide 12 and look at some of the highlights of what we are announcing today. We have guided previously that KNS full hot commissioning would be completed in the first half of 2016, and we are moving towards that point slowly but surely. We have commissioned the first stage of the crushing and screening plant, and we have fully tested the railway and do so now on a regular basis with coal deliveries. We expect the second stage of crushing and screening to be commissioned shortly, and the processing plant will be commissioned to allow a move to full capacity by the end of the first half. We are working closely with CNEC. You will have noticed various announcements on this over the past few weeks. Effectively, what we have now agreed in principle and subject to full documentation is that CNEC will ensure the completion of KNS. They will hand over an operational plant to us in the second quarter of 2016, and they will defer some of the payment terms of our contract to allow a better cash flow stream for KNS. IRC will retain the right to claim delay penalties if the project is further delayed. on the basis of this agreement, which we are working closely to document, we are seeking loan waivers from ICBC and Sinosure, and we will keep you posted on that process as it proceeds. In terms of our 2015 production, we have exceeded our annual target for iron ore by nearly a quarter, and exceeded our ilmenite production by nearly 21%. We are moving Kurenec to the temporary status of care and maintenance and trying to limit the operating cost going forward. And we expect at the moment the last shipment of product will be in March 2016. So slide 13 shows the continued decline in the iron ore price, but fortunate for IRC, also the continued decline in the US dollar ruble rate, which is now at 79 rubles to the dollar, which puts us in a fortunate position in terms of our operating costs. So I think I've highlighted most of the news from Kurenec. I think what it remains for me to say is that I'm very grateful on behalf of all of the board, and I hope the shareholders, for everyone's excellent hard work at Kurenec in terms of delivering another year of good results. It is sad that the macro environment for iron ore and ilmenite moves us to take the project to care and maintenance, but going forward it will represent an interesting option on both the iron ore and ilmenite prices, and I hope very much that we can move a certain proportion of the Kurenec workforce onto our KNS site. In terms of work at KNS itself, as previously guided, we hope to move the project to full hot commissioning and full capacity in the first half of 2016. We have completed a significant part of the work stream, and we were guided by our contractor CNEC that they were not comfortable in completing the commissioning of the wet processing plant, i.e. containing quite considerable amounts of water during the cold period. It is approximately minus 20 at KNS, so it is a significant risk to be moving significant amounts of water during this cold period, and they have given us sufficient comfort at the moment that they will move the project to full commissioning and full capacity by the end of the first half, so it completes with our previous guidance to the market. From a corporate perspective, it is interesting to note the Amur River Bridge continues to make progress. I met with the Russian Deputy Prime Minister on Monday, who said that he was keeping a very careful eye on progress on the bridge project, and this was a project of significant importance to the Russian Federation, and he will report back to me on moving forward the Russian side of the construction. IRC itself had an unaudited cash balance of $58.3 million at the end of the year. This doesn't include a significant fully funded cash bond that IRC has on call at ICBC, and that is an interesting position for us to be in. Post the year end, we have replenished $26 million to the debt service reserve account last week. So we still are in a strong position in terms of our balance sheet, and as I said, we are looking to document the new settlement agreement with CNEC, which would allow us to defer some payments to them. So I think we still are in a good position with some challenges in terms of our funding. Last but not least, let me congratulate on behalf of all of the board Danila, sitting next to me here in Hong Kong, as he moves to become a full executive director of PLC, and he will be managing the non-Russian operations of ILC in full control of the Hong Kong office, and remains as our full CFO. I am myself relinquishing the position of the executive chairman as we move to operational status on the one project KNS, but I will still be leading the strategic direction of the company as chairman of the board, and will still very much have a hands-on role in moving the company forward. Thank you very much, and over to you if you have any questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now poll for questions. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Our first question comes from Ms. Amy Chan. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. Your crude and mine has been operating quite well, with production volume being well over targets and beating last year's number. Please, can you give a bit more color as to why you are moving it to care and maintenance, and when the CNM program commence? Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question. If I got the question correctly, it was about why we are moving Rannoch mine to care and maintenance. This good production result that we have announced. I think Jay has mentioned already that yes, even that we've been quite successful in implementing the cost optimization, the measures which allowed us to almost decrease the cost twice again the result of the previous year. Yes, unfortunately, in the current market environment, yes, even with all these optimizational measures, it's unlikely that Kuranak may be it may be a value-added project at this the moment. That's why we have announced at the end of the last year that we are going to move it to care and maintenance. This the plan is in the process of being implemented at the moment, and our plan is that the last shipment from Kuranak will be completed at the end of the quarter one. After that, the project will be on care and maintenance, and we will be looking closely at any opportunities on the future of it. I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1. Thank you.
Okay, so thank you very much for your interest in ILC, ladies and gentlemen, and we are fully available to answer any questions that you might have, and I look forward to catching up with you all as ILC makes this exciting step towards full production capacity at KNS in a few months' time. And let me take this opportunity to wish all of the KNS team, who I know are listening in, the very best of luck with this move. And you have all the thanks and gratitude from everyone in Hong Kong.
Thank you. That's conclude your conference.